One. Wow. Dr. Fred Bell's back. Welcome to the show. A little opening music there. Sidekicks are in place. Fell off my shoulder. Oh, yeah. We're gonna get a blind of mine there. That's ridiculous. Yeah. Dr. Fred Bell, Health Science and Energy Show.
Dr. Fred Bell, Health Science and Energy.
Oh, we got a little repeat echo going there. Better turn that off. There we go. Anyway, too many computers, too many things. We're going to be playing some live music here pretty soon. I've got my studio hooked up soon. And we're going to fix the glare in the back, but I'll tell you what. By the way, this is September 5th. There it is. That is the book. It is here. You are seeing the book. About 300 and, I don't know, it's got so many drawings in it. I don't know, 350, 60 pages. A ton of nice drawings in here. Wow. Look at this. You guys have to see it. It's just such a cool book. This one's not bound. This is called a galley production copy. See it. You'll love this book. It's really well done. Here's some. Yeah, there we go. And let me see. Let me find you a picture or two. You know me. I illustrate, you know. You got a lot of illustrations in here. This is the unabridged, you know, book. It's edited, obviously. I mean, for mistakes, but. Check that drawing out on military satellites and how HAARP works. Nobody's got drawings like that in their book. Oh, yeah. This is the book everybody's been waiting for. That's HAARP. That's the HAARP drawing. This book is a blockbuster, even though I haven't broke any blocks with it. And we'll get through the music and get the whole show going. So you guys can call in. I'm waiting for my sidekick, the bearish dude. I don't know where he went. He did a great show last week. Probably mad at me because I didn't get in back in time, but we'll see. Got Bella Boo here. She's reliable. Buddy Boo. Buddy Boo is reliable, aren't you, buddy? You ready to go? Yeah, he's ready. Anybody in the show, bird? And welcome back, Shaoluzi. We had to wait for some shipments to come in from China because the particular brand that we use is a special brand. And it's the number one brand, and there's cheaper imitations on the product. That's why ours is a little more expensive, but it's a lot better. Anyway, that's what's going on. And we are here tonight. Hopefully Steve will join us pretty soon. It's always fun to bounce around the old sidekick energy because I don't have that shade up behind me, and we're back in the period of time where the sun is. Going to need to kind of like duck the sun for a few minutes. That thing will move around. That one time a year where that's what it does. And welcome all of the new stream people. That's gotten to be out of hand, the amount of viewers we have there. Kind of cool. So the call-in numbers are 1-888-815-9756. Yeah. And then we have 530-5327-7602 and other numbers, but that's a good start. So you're probably noticing in the news right now that there was an abyss of resistance to President Obama's cool speech. Why was that? Well, we don't want the government programming our kids. No. That's a little late. Well, Reagan did it, and Bush, H.W. Bush did it. And,
come on, boo.
All of a sudden, what's the concern? I mean, basically, they should be more concerned about the fake flus that are going around that are basically bioweapon threes. But at least people are starting to tuning in to the fact that we are becoming not a republic as Benjamin Franklin and everybody set this up for us to be. And that doesn't mean democracy, because democracy is where you the majority rules. That's not always fair. For the republic, both sides establish laws, you know, without prejudice. And in a republic, which is what the United States originally was supposed to be, the law has been set up by a fair judiciary body on both sides, meaning the people, is the way that the government regulates. The government basically is an enforcement process and not a preaching process like it is now, bringing out mandatory vaccine laws and fascism. You can have fascism in a democracy. That's how Hitler took over. There was a democracy in Europe, in Germany, until he took over and it became a fascist. Same thing with Mussolini in Italy, and on and on and on and on. Whereas any republic that was set up and enforced as that by the people, stayed as we the people. Fortunately, this country has not done that. But on the other hand, we have come a long way, and we need to get out of some of the world affairs and start taking care of ourselves. Very important. The book now, we're printed 1,000, actually, I think 950 of these, like this. Get the cover up there for you. And trust me, when the publisher gets it, they're going to whack it pretty good. You want to get this, and then we have, of course, the leatherback version. But I'll read it. It's Inside Track. Oh, hold on, guy. The complete history of science, how it became deadly on the watch of the One World Order, and how to sidestep their activities. And on the back it says, the turns that science, technology, medicine, and psychiatry continue to take when influenced by lobbyists, private companies, wealthy elite individuals, and government departments with hidden agendas, the history of science and the minds behind the technology, how science and technology have evolved into international politics, how to keep your body and mind healthy, protect yourself from intentionally distributed viruses, poisonous chemicals, and heavy metals dumped from the sky, EMF waves, affecting your brain and cells, and many other imperceivable violations, and stand on the precipice of new ideas in quantum physics and take a universal look at the space-time continuum, what we are made of and what's happening with the universe. And, of course, there's more stuff. You know, I didn't write this. This was written by the editors. But Dr. Bell takes you back to the farthest known point in human time and introduces you to the visionaries whom discovered how we and the universe work. New World Order has taken these advances in science and turned them against the physical and spiritual growth of mankind and weaponized them for population control. Seizing upon the media to falsely create widespread panic over non-existent viruses and mandatory dangerous vaccines, destroy humanity, and make Big Pharma rich. Based on the extensive background work in the government, military, aerospace, physics, and health and nutrition, Dr. Bell shares ways to counteract dangerous new technologies, take back control of your own health and life in accord with the universe's right to life. That's kind of interesting. I haven't read that before, because this is the first, it's called a production galley copy. That means when I say this is good, then they print a whole bunch of these. That's what we got right here. the drawings, it's really cool. I mean, it's just an amazing book. Can't wait to read it. Funny to see, you know, all the sidebars that they put on here. These are the sidebars. I didn't have anything to do with any of that. Sidebars. See, right there, the little sidebars. All that. And those of you that are just listening, I'm on Ustream showing the book and the drawings, and there's a lot of them in here. I've got Richard Feynman's complete report. I've got the entire CIA MKUltra project published here. All 149 sub-projects of it, all what they were, who was behind it, everything is in here. So I think that you will really have a lot of fun with this one. I also have Richard Feynman's report, because I work for Never a Straight Answer, and that's NASA. And so I have Richard Feynman's report here to NASA that they didn't want to publish, but they did it as an appendix on the Challenger incident where the SEALs failed and seven astronauts were killed, or nine. Boo, what are you doing, Boo? So tonight, you know, what I'm working on now is the, obviously we're going to be doing the music to go with the X1, which is a holographic quantumly entangled sound system that we've developed. My friend Steven Eberbaugh, who developed all the stuff over at Bose, he's a homeboy from Ann Arbor, and we were kids together in junior high at the University of Michigan. He went to MIT. He's involved now with the X1 project. We're getting way into quantum biology, where we look at, you know, obviously the Rife stuff that you're probably familiar with there, but bottom line is that the Rife stuff is just a bunch of what we call foundational frequency stuff. We're into quantum entanglement with this new machine, with SBDC, spontaneous down conversion, which is where crystal lattice structures connect with a modulated laser signal, which is coherent light, and transmit directly into the cell processes, which are entangled. To fulfill themselves. The electricity that the Rife stuff is all about over the years is nothing more than plugging it into the wall. Now, you plug your TV into the wall, that was the whole Rife technology. You're plugging your TV into the wall, there's all kinds of scanning circuits, detector circuits, demodulating circuits to make a picture and sound and all of that, and that's what the X1 does. And nobody, absolutely nobody on this planet has anything even close to what we're doing with the X1. That's what's happening there. And, of course, we got Bella Boo, yeah, and a good bird, and we can Buddy, and Buddy's been doing a lot of, he's been doing a lot of singing. A lot of singing. These two birds are the best co-hosts you could ever ask for. Yeah, so anyhow, that's what's going on. I will check the, what is it on here? Chat pop-up stuff and all of that, because I'm just learning how to do all this stuff that we do here. High-tech, you know, and I'm not a high-tech person. I'm kind of an old hippie cowboy when it comes to some of this stuff. I'm learning how to do it. I know you guys send me a lot of chat room stuff. I haven't been able to really work with it, but we're learning how to do it now, a little at a time. Call in, because this would be, without Steve Barish here to bounce around with, we would call this a session where we would do questions and answers. As you know, during the week, a lot of you call in, I'm a little busy usually. Being a little busy, I don't have time to talk, so now is the time to ask your question, because this is a good time to get answers if I can answer them. Also, by the way, when you sign up for the book, Marco was just here from Paraguay. He lives in Paraguay, and he's a German guy, but he lives in Paraguay. He's moving up to Ecuador, I think he said he was moving to. But Paraguay's getting a little hot down there, not temperature-wise, but political-wise. And so when you sign up, it's a paid website, but you get a free month of updates, and the updates for this book are being posted as we speak. And this book is probably almost 350 pages, same size as my other book, by the way. Just read the truth. You're selling the heck out of those. It's a good book to have before you read this one, but this one goes quantum. And this book is, let's see here, we measure the thickness. Okay? A little over an inch thick. And the pages that Marco came and got to put on, and I'm talking condensed pages, to back up the chapters and extend the chapters on the Ways of Truth website was probably that big, a foot or 14 inches thick of updates for this little book. So the updates are probably bigger than the book. And that's because things are changing so fast, and it's all free. Once you buy the book, you get a month of free activity. You'll get a coupon and a month of free activity to check out the website. It's going to be pretty aggressive now because I don't have the time to keep, when an author writes a book, what happens is typically, is that right, Delva? Typically what happens is that, the book's now at the press and I should have put this in this chapter and put this in there and, oh my God, this thing I was working on has now happened, so that's not there. And so that's all going to be updated for free on the website, praiseoftruth.tv. What's going on, Boo? You having some fun? You heard the bat? He hears the vacuum cleaner in the background because we have a big house and we have one of those vacuum cleaners that plugs into the wall. They just brought a bunch of plants in because we're putting plants in. We have this giant Buddha head we just brought into the lobby. It's like, weighs 1,000 pounds and it's like 4 feet across and 5 feet tall and it's water comes out of it. Because out here in Duluth, we've set up an energy field a little different than Laguna. We still have the energy field in Laguna, but that's more of a very sharp frequency. Whereas here, we have a wide kind of a Buddha energy, kind of a solar plexus. That's more of a pineal gland over there. So between the two places that we're moving back and forth from, a lot's going on. And eventually I might do another seminar. Probably the next one will be in Boston, though, the way it looks. Sometime maybe this fall or next year. And then, of course, in February we'll be doing the Whole Living Expo or whatever it's called in L.A. that we did last year. So if you want to give us a call, be a call, because it's all that's here right now, maybe you talk to a bird, give us a call at 1-888-815-9756 or 530-327-7602. Tell by the size of the audience, there are lots of people out there. Probably have a few questions. Don't ask questions. I'm going to ramble on around here. I don't know quite where to go until the book is actually published, and then we start bringing in people like Murray Gell-Mann, who discovered quarks, and Michio Kaku, who's been on the show, and we start actually promoting the legislation of science. We presented it and written about it by these famous people. Of course, we go back way before their time, but these are the leading edge personalities now. Kip Thorne, LIGO, which is working with gravity waves. And that's a big topic. I can't wait to get Kip Thorne on. Planet Nibiru is coming. We can look at some excitement there because the gravity waves that will throw off. But it's in my book, too. There's drawings, actually. Drawing is on Nibiru. We did a lot of research on that and the gravity waves. And those gravity waves change your space. Hey. He's the sun, so. That's Buddy. Buddy. Hey, Buddy. Come on. Okay, we have a caller. Go ahead. Hello.
Hi, Fred.
Who is this?
My name is Jim Godwin.
What is this?
I'm in Tucson, Arizona.
Oh, how are you doing?
I'm doing great.
So what's on?
I had a question for you.
Okay, go ahead.
I've been doing a lot of some research, you know, on the Andromeda and Pleiadian issue, and I came across a guy's name, Alex Collier. Are you familiar with him?
It's been a while since I talked to him, yeah. It's been like several years since I talked to him.
Yeah, it seems like he's disappeared for a while, and he's resurfacing a little bit. What do you make of him?
Well, it's real interesting. First of all, he does a lot of Andromedan stuff, as you found out.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, personally, really accurate stuff, by the way. Personally, some of my buddies in the government are, you know, in intelligence, and I have talked about this. And we don't think that he, per se, is the actual contactee. He is a conduit for someone else that's like Mr. X. Okay. Yeah, he's probably covering for somebody because he's deadly accurate with a lot of the stuff that he says. He actually is.
It seems real, kind of hard to disprove, but he's got a lot of facts and...
Yeah, go ahead. No, his stuff's pretty accurate. You know, other than myself being an actual contactee of Andromeda, will you be quiet, buddy, boo? Sun is setting. He'll be quiet in about another 5 minutes. But, yeah, that's my junior sidekick, who's not quite disciplined like the other one is. But anyway, yeah, no, his stuff's pretty accurate. I've pretty much been all over it, and a lot of my friends have, too. And, you know, he's not, like I would say, avant-garde. Hey.
He seems pretty matter-of-fact about everything, doesn't he?
Well, yeah, that's the way the Andromedan way is. It's a very matter-of-fact science. With the Andromedans, they don't have any karma, so they just tell you how it is, and you can take it or leave it. They can care less. And so his presentations are exactly that. So you got to quiet down a little bit. So, yeah, no, I've read all of his material. As a matter of fact, on my raysoftruth.tv website, I have quite a bit of his information posted there because it was coincident with what I was doing, you know. So I like what he's done. Don't know him personally. Ran into him a few times out in the theater, but, you know, the place where we go, you know. But, yeah, I think he's pretty accurate. However, with where we are now, his information is quite dated. Because where we're at now is we've moved into the quantum biological field. There's places like Princeton University is doing work in the same field that I'm working in now. At what's called the PEAR Lab. And UC Davis is doing some stuff now, and we're going to be probably, and University of Michigan might be working over there soon. There's a big jump taking place where things that I've had said happened with the projector, receptor, and all the stuff we've talked about for the last 21 years are actually scientifically valuable and accepted now. So the field has changed quite a bit. Hey, you're going to have to stop that. You're interfering with the show. Yeah, so anyway.
I appreciate your update on that for me. Thank you very much. I've been watching your show here for just a short while. I'm trying to get up to speed here with all of the information you have.
Yeah, what we're doing now with the X1, I had to get this book out there that I just finished. And stop that. Hey, got a real anxious bird here. So anyway, what we've done is we're looking at, you know, molecular biology is, you know, molecular biology in the cell, you know, because the cell creates organs. And I always used to say years ago, I said that the experimenter and the experiment will become one and the same. I said that 20 years ago. Now with quantum entanglement and stuff from Alex, Alan Elaine and some of the new, and John Bell from Bell Labs and some of these guys, it's now proven that what I was saying 20 years ago is an absolutely fact. That's where the Heisenberg uncertainty principle comes in, because now they're saying, well, once you observe the experiment is fried. You know, you can't, the uncertainty principle says you can't tell where a photon is, but you can tell how fast it is, or you can see how where it is, but you can't see what the speed of it is, which I was talking about 20 years ago. Now that's orthodox physics, you know, laid out in stone pretty much in the quantum world, especially since Feynman, Richard Feynman's, you know, QED, quantum electrodynamics, has gotten front stage. And then Michio Kaku, who I've had on my show, is doing stuff with string theory. And string theory gets down pretty small, smaller than what's called a Planck length, which is supposedly the smallest element. And in string theory, you have 11 membranes, or brains as they call them, and after you get past number 5, it's all interdimensional stuff, which describes what's called quantum tunneling. And quantum tunneling, is looking with, you know, the science behind that is called quantum dots, which we're using in the X1, which is where, you can actually, without classic physics, you know, cause things to happen at a distance instantaneously, including teleportation of photons. And that may not sound like a lot, but when you get into the healing aspect, and now this has gone inside the cell. Before, we looked at the biology of the cell electrically, which I also pioneered part of that field. And now we're looking at it quantumly, because the quantum aspect of what's going on in the cell electrically is the brain. It's the mind. It's like we have a mind and a brain. The brain is what science got pretty, you know, avant-garde with in describing the mechanics of a cell. But they didn't understand the intelligence of the cell. Now, with quantum, we can, you know, quantum biology, which is now becoming a, there are going to be a lot of Nobel Peace Prizes coming out on this one. That's where we're at. So, cancer will go away in a heartbeat, and, you know, a lot of these diseases will go away in a heartbeat, but because of that, Big Pharma is going to really bitch and moan about this, you know. They're not going to like, they're going to realize the drugs are completely stupid, you know, and not necessary in the human genome of what we're all about.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Yeah, and we're building the machine that does this. You know, we don't call it a healing machine because that's not what we want. That's going to raise eyebrows, but I guarantee you that I will get FDA approval on it when the time is right, and it won't even be an obstacle. Because the way they're presenting it, where science is at now, it's indisputable. It's totally cool. I'm finally, you know, not 20 years out there where I've always been with my work. Science has caught up with me now. Yeah, we're making another quantum leap. But the bottom line is, science can come along because they're, you know, what I used to call various terms that I sort of had to make up now have actually scientific and mathematical. Quantitative and qualitative, positions in modern science. So it's kind of exciting. I wish I could have done this before when I was a little younger, but the bottom line is I don't seem to be aging much, so it doesn't seem to be slowing me down because I'm using all this stuff on myself, and I seem to be doing fine with it, you know. And at the same time, of course, we do the political side of it, and. You know, like I was saying earlier on the show, I don't know if you heard it or not, but I was talking about, you know, Obama's speech to the school students, and now everybody thinks that the presidency is going to program the kids, whereas when Reagan did it and H.W. Bush did it, George Bush wasn't smart enough to do it, but H.W. was, it was considered cool. Now it's not cool because people are getting on edge now, and I think this fascist, you know, this fascist stuff is starting to come out. And I think that what really set a lot of people off is this mandatory vaccinational announcement they made on Fox Network about 3 weeks ago. So it's really interesting the time we're in. Of course, all times are interesting, but it's good to see getting the fascist thing being dashed to the ground, you know, versus the one world order, new world order. Their plans are not working too well. Joe Public is finally, in the 11th hour, starting to wake up and realize that he's been screwed you know, for the last 100 years. I think this recession really woke people up. And as you know, it was planned, you know.
Fred? Fred, it's me, Steve.
Oh, hi, Steve. How are you doing, man?
I'm sorry. I was out of range. I just got into range in Avon, New York.
Oh, good. Well,
call in. Thank you.
Welcome to the show. We got a hot show tonight. Probably haven't been able to listen.
Yeah.
We're having a lot.
How you doing?
Yeah. So give us an update on what you've been doing now.
Well, I was down near Corning, and I just came back up, and I couldn't get through, so I stopped in Avon, and luckily enough, I'm getting transmission, so we're good,
oh, good
to go.
Are you out in your machine tonight?
No, not actually, Fred. It's pretty cold here at nighttime now, but it's been around 85 during the day, so it's really beautiful up here.
Oh, that's
down
good.
There.
It's been like 105 over here. We got a lot of air conditioning in this house. My electric bill has been through the roof.
yeah.
But it's okay. I don't mind it. You know,
yeah.
In the wintertime, it's not much at all. So kind of balances
gotcha.
Out. And then the gas bill goes up. But we use the fireplaces. So we're learning
right.
how to get, because we have all these orchards, we're learning how to, you know, use more and more of nature and less of dependency. And I can't wait to get my windmills up for electricity. That'll be going up.
Oh, that'll be cool.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I've got the book here. The first book is printed. It's in my hand. It's called The Cali Prototype, but, I mean, it's, if you were on Ustream, you would see a actual book in my hand.
Right.
A real
That's
book.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
And we've had
That's really good, Fred.
We've had a friend from Arizona. We've been talking about the Andromedans.
Oh, yes.
So what have you got to say about Andromedans today?
They've been in my room a lot. They're very transparent and they're very powerful. They've been in my room for the last, I don't know how long, 6, 8, 10 months. I know that they were in my house for a long time, and they still come into the room frequently to watch me work on my clients and use the energy that I'm using. So they're really a lot of fun to have in the room. They really watch, and also they help me with my clients. I can see them put their hands. Yeah, they put their hands over their legs, or they stand behind me and put their hands over my head, and the clients can actually feel the energy switch and change. So it's absolutely really beautiful. So I'm having a lot of fun with it.
Yeah, we were talking about Alex Collier. You've probably heard of him. He's an Andromeda channel, but he's actually.
Right.
Not an Andromeda channel. He's somebody else's. He's like the front man for him.
Right.
I've seen him in action, and when he's actually in an interview, he can't go beyond what his stated material is. He doesn't have
right.
the intuition for the answers that go beyond the printed material. So that tells me he's you know, he's the front man, which is fine. You know, it's good. And that's excellent. And that's what he's supposed to do. Whoever the real contact he is, he remains anonymous, which is smart, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we were talking about that on the air, and I was explaining to people that the information that he had was very good at the time, but it's completely obsolete because we are doing so much in holographic cellular biology now. And when
right.
you do holographic
right.
cellular biology, we're doing the quantum entanglement and the electrical interface simultaneously with the cell, and that's, of course, the X1 healing machine.
Right.
I've got a new name now. I have to look it up. We won't be calling it that much longer. But
right.
And then we were talking about the Michio Kaku with string theory, one of the pioneers who you and I have both spoke to on the show.
Yes.
And the 11th membrane, actually the 6th through the 11th membrane, being interdimensional channels in the physics of it, for these interdimensional activities to take place. And, of course, that's exactly what we need right now because of where the environment is and where the government is and where everything else is.
Right.
So you're kind of up to speed now. By the way, I got back in time to join you, but you did such a great job on the air that I didn't want to interrupt. You had a heck of a flow going. So I was back, and I listened to my show with you doing it for 30 minutes, but I didn't want to interrupt because you had it really wired up pretty good there.
Yeah, it was fabulous. We were bringing down energy from heaven, and we brought down the white light, the cylinders of white light, and people were really feeling it. You know, you can actually feel the energy of the people really
getting
in tune with it.
I was feeling the energy from my own show.
Yeah, yeah. I had my clients call me also after the show and said what a great show it was, that, you know, they were feeling the energy, and they were feeling the tingling, and they were getting realigned and balanced and, you know, really grounded. So it really does work. And we did the same thing in California with those three pillars of light we brought down for those 500 people that were in the room.
Oh, yeah, I remember that seminar. You had people levitating and stuff, you know?
Yeah, so it was really fabulous, and we had a lot of fun out there. So it was really a great time. But last week was really good because we were talking about love and compassion and harmony and, you know, how to connect to the universe and how to stay there. And so it was really, really wonderful, and I appreciate you allowing me to do that on your show.
Well, I liked it because, you know, the show always, you know, we talk about this stuff, but when somebody's actually doing it with the equipment that you have, it's another day.
Right.
It's really cool.
Well, you know, the interesting part about it is I've been using my my projector, the platinum projector that I bought from you, and that's made a real big difference. I can feel the energy much, much stronger, of course, and the nuclear receptor together with the platinum projector are just extremely powerful together, and they're a lot of fun. So it induces me to actually, it's almost like an antenna for me, Fred.
Oh, yeah, I agree. Now, you pay a lot of money for that platinum projector.
Yeah, it's interesting. Remember how I fought you to get the mail with that?
Did you get your money back yet, or did that bring your money back? I mean, that's a lot of money. You put money on that to pay for a small car.
And
what do you think about that investment financially? How did that play out for you? I mean, you're not a rich man. I know that. I mean, you're rich in spirit, but you're not rich in dollars. And you put out, you know, you sweated yourself out on that one, and they did payments and stuff. How was the return on that?
Well, the return on it is a thousandfold already. Spiritually, I've grown tremendous. And the clients really love it that I use it on. And plus, when I'm on the radio show, you know, I get a lot of phone calls, and people are telling me that they feel that I'm a lot more powerful with this necklace on. So it's really paying off tremendously, and it works.
Even tonight, you're really powerful.
Thank you.
Yeah, I can feel it. I mean, it's like, you're starting to remind me of Don Imus or somebody. Now, like somebody who's been on the air for years. He's one of my,
right.
By the way, Imus.
Right.
You know, his wife loves books and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, it's really interesting because the first time I put that on, you know, I put it on and it tripled my energy right away. I mean, it was just an incredible necklace.
Yeah.
And I don't think there's too many people wearing them, Fred, to be honest, but I think there's people out there that could wear it.
Yeah, the platinum is new to a lot of people, but more and more people are getting more interested. Thank God the platinum prices still haven't climbed through the roof like they probably will.
Right.
So they're still affordable, even though it takes time. But I just wanted... You know, a lot of people, when they look at this stuff, they look at the financial side of what it costs. And that's not the way you look at this. You know, when I Paradigm, I got to be five house payments behind over in Laguna Beach. That's five. That's like, that'll get you kicked out real quick. And it was running out of the garage. And every dime I even made, I finally got the house payments caught up. All my money went back into the company. And today, it does fairly well. Even with the recession, it's doing pretty good, and it's because if you believe in something, it'll take care of you, you know?
Well, you know, it's interesting because, you know, I do a lot of multidimensional work, and with the platinum necklace, I've been able to go further into the body and further into the universe, so there's no payment. I mean, it's just basically you're opening up more to everything that you have. And that's the wonderful part about it, is that you're growing all the time. You're just, you know, you're seeking a higher intelligence for yourself, which is inside of yourself. And I know for sure that the necklace has a lot to do with that.
Yeah, you know, my lifestyle has not changed, I would say, in the last 20 years. With all of the money that we've made with Paradigm and the company, I still have the same house, still have pretty much the same cars. You know, I've swapped a few of them around. You know, I haven't gone out and gotten extravagant and done a lot of crazy stuff. Yeah, we have this Temecula project going, but that's just part of the company.
Right.
Paid for by the projects themselves, and nothing's changed. I mean, I could have gone out on a big yacht or something, I suppose, and then the company would have starved, but I never did any of that stuff. I just put everything back into the company because that's what I have to do. I just, you're sitting out on a yacht in the middle of the ocean without my company would be boring. The damn thing would probably sink anyway, you know?
Well, what I use it for basically is I've never asked for money for myself. I've only asked to be able to help people, and it seems to be opening me up more to the energy to allow me to do that.
Yeah.
And that's basically what I'm doing. So I'm not really looking at the money. What I'm looking at is to be able to help people and help them grow, and that's what's happening, and that's really everything that there is to be kind and loving and compassionate to everybody.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Yeah. So,
you know, I just brought that up because occasionally people call and the money becomes an issue and you can't let it be an issue. You know, if you want something and you can't afford to pay for it, we'll work out we carry our own paper over here. We'll finance people. We'll do whatever we have to do to make their lives better. And And that, you know, the money thing has been more, you know, since the last 8-9 months because of the recession, it's been a thing. That's why I brought it up tonight. It's not because I'm centered on it. I just wanted everybody to realize that has been an issue with a lot of my clients, understandably so, you know, because of the way the government has manipulated the, you know, financial empire of everything, and China's like owning the place now.
I
said, you know, if we don't start, you know, getting kids through school better, with better education, that some other country will come along and take away our industries. And that's exactly what happens. General Motors is selling their cars on eBay. That's
a
big step down. And would I buy an American car? Possibly. But, you know, I have mostly foreign cars because they're more reliable. Because the people quit caring about the quality of the product they were doing, and they put out a product that was inferior. You know, I had Ford trucks for years, and the maintenance keeps me alive. I have a Japanese truck now, and the thing runs forever. And that's what Ford should have done, you know. Same with my Chevy truck. You know, they should have been more reliable. People should have cared more.
Yes.
Now they're paying for it.
Well, I've got I have a 2005 Toyota Camry, and I really love it.
Oh, that's a nice car,
It just runs. It just runs, Fred. That's all it does is run.
Yeah, you don't have to do anything. Change the oil once in a while.
Right. So it's really a great car, and you know, I drive it. I love it. You know, it's fantastic. But you know, I have my little Cobra, which gets me into all kinds of stuff.
Well, that was basically a Ford, but I don't know that one you've got probably isn't, right?
Well, it's made by Superformance out of South Africa.
Yeah, there you go. You got a South African car, but it's got a Ford motor in it, right?
Sure does.
What's in that? You have a 426 in there, right?
It's a 402 with 610 horsepower. It's made by Roush. It's a Roush engine.
Wow.
And so it's really a lot of power, and it's a lot of fun to drive. It weighs a lot less than the 427 block.
Yeah.
You know, and it's got the same power, but it's just a little smaller.
That's like my Corvette. You know, it's a 540 cubic inch engine, but it's all mostly aluminum.
The
car I've had for 20 years, and I don't know how many engines I went through, but it's based on a General Motors design, which is always great for racing motors, but it's not made by General Motors, obviously.
Right.
Harley-Davidson, you know, S&S company. Makes copies of the Harley-Davidson now. I guess they're license plate or whatever. So yeah. But basically, you know, you still have an old Ford design in there, even though it's not made by Ford anymore.
Right, right. I'll tell you what's a pretty car that I've seen is the Camaro. The new Camaro is very pretty.
Yeah, I've heard about them. They've been talking about them. And I hope that
they... Yeah, really, really nice car.
Yeah, the Chrysler, they have that new Chrysler, a little Super B or whatever, and that's out.
Right,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, they're making the old cars again.
Yep. Yeah, they are making the old cars again, which are really great, and I think that's really a good idea. But getting back to the projector, Fred, I fought you tooth and nail over this, and, you know, the projector that I got, it's so powerful and so wonderful, and I certainly didn't have the money for it. But
I know.
We
for a long
time. Right, and I knew what it would do. I had a feeling that it would really increase what I needed to do, and that's what it did. And it's worth its weight in platinum.
Yeah, that's what it's made out of. You know, platinum. Yep. You know, platinum was up to $2,650 a while back.
Right,
now it's floating around $1,100 or $1,200, so it's still a lot cheaper to buy a projector now. Then it will be if that price goes up. Now, I realize that the banking organizations and the government, the Federal Reserve,
right,
is controlling gold prices because they don't want too much to go to China and
right,
small places. So I realize that, but now is the time to take advantage of these lower prices because that platinum is going to go back up. I guarantee it.
Well, that's for sure. That's for sure. It will go back up. And I, as an eyewitness to what this thing can do, it's got to be 1,000 times more powerful than the gold. And I had a gold.
Oh, yeah, it is. In the projector, it is. Because the platinum is a natural conductor of photons because it's
right,
a very active metal. It's not an active metal like silver that oxidizes. It's an internal
yes,
active metal, platinum is, meaning that it's within its atomic shell, it's very active switching around, whereas silver is active on the outside. It's affected by oxygen, and that's why they turn black, you know, some of the receptors, because it
yeah,
oxidizes. Platinum won't oxidize, so it works
right,
internally. And when it works internally, that lends itself to entanglement. Entanglement is not...
It's extremely dense.
Yeah.
It's very dense metal. It's a very, very dense metal. I remember when I first got it, within the first 3 days, I had worked my way from the back of the platinum necklace, the projector, right to the front of the projector. I was able to see out of the projector from the back.
Yeah.
So there's a lot that you can do with these necklaces. All we need to do, really, is to open up our minds and let things happen.
Yeah, I agree.
And, right, so I was astonished how fast that worked for me, that it worked that fast that the platinum actually, I was able to go through it in a very fast time. And it's mine. I mean, you know, it becomes, you know, it actually becomes you, and it's fabulous. So it's part of me.
Oh, I agree.
That's the beautiful part about it. And if the prices are down, now's the time for people that... they might be thinking about a platinum necklace. I'm not trying to press it or sell it, but it's something that can really open you up multidimensionally.
Oh, yeah.
Now you won't have to work hard at it. It'll just do it for you. If you have the ability to open up, this will do it for you.
Oh, I agree.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I
Absolutely.
Agree.
Yeah. But it's quite a tool, Fred. It's quite a tool, and the nuclear receptor is astonishing.
Yeah, how's that been working for you?
Well, I'm doing other work atomically with the nuclear receptor now, so I'm opening up cells even more, and they're much, much more colorful. So there's a lot happening with the mitochondria again. So. It's really doing a lot of stuff with the detoxification of my body, and it really does work, and it's extremely, extremely powerful.
Yeah.
So I keep working with it all the time. I work with that, and I work with the platinum projector all the time. I don't let them sit still. You know, if I'm busy with a client, I know that they're working because it's almost like a hum. There's a loud vibration, a loud frequency that I get in my ears from these things. But it's not a bad frequency. It's a very sweet frequency.
Oh, yeah. There's
hello? Yeah, we got somebody out there.
Yeah, we got a lot. You got a few minutes. Go ahead. Who's calling?
Yeah, I guess maybe nobody's there.
Huh?
There's nobody there. I heard a beep.
Yeah. Sometimes we get callers at the very end of the show. That's cool. We had one earlier. It was great from Arizona.
Yeah.
We got a lot of new people calling
that's
in
wonderful.
Now. It's good to call into the show unless we have guests on, which we're going to have start having a lot of guests in the fall because my book comes out. I don't want to do it yet. Then it'll be great.
Are we going to put on the show one of these days, one of these months?
Yeah, we're going to be, don't forget the February show. I'm booking into that in Los Angeles to speak at that.
Okay.
You got to tell me the
date so I can get out there, and I'm more than happy to work with you.
Yeah, you need to drive your car out here.
Well, that would be fun to do, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Let you drive it for a couple days.
Yeah, that would be really cool. So where'd you go today, anyway?
Close to Corning, New York, and it was really, really beautiful down there. And on the way up, I couldn't get through, so I got to Avon, and I was able to get through to the show.
That's like where Corning Glass is made?
Yes, Corning is where they have the Steuben glass, and they're doing a lot of stuff down there, Fred.
Well, what took you down there, anyway?
Well, I've got some friends down there, and I wanted to visit them and say hello. And you know, so it's fun going down there, and you know, it's a good getaway.
But you didn't take your car?
No, didn't take the car.
Was it too far or what?
Took the Camry. No, I've taken it further. I've taken it down to Philadelphia, but I just didn't feel like doing it because at nighttime, Fred, up here, it's been very cold. So coming back would have been a little bit too cold.
Wow.
And to put up that top is like a half hour. You know, so it's not fun.
It's like a Ferrari top. It takes forever to get one of those up because they never work.
Oh, yeah.
Makes the worst possible tops on the planet. They never work. They jam. They get stuck.
No.
I mean, they fall apart.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. And I've got side curtains like they did in England years ago. You know, so it's a man's car, it's a woman's car, but you know you got to be ready for it. You know, it's very primal.
Yeah. So what are you going to be talking about on your show tomorrow?
Well, I think what I'm going to talk about is what we did last week.
Yeah.
I think it'd be very interesting, and also tonight what we're talking about with the projectors and the nuclear receptor. I always talk about that on my show, and we have a lot of phone calls and. People wanting to check out their necklaces and their gemstones, and we can change the gemstone into whatever they want and make sure that that's what would be good for them. So we have a lot of fun on the show.
Yeah, that's good.
We have a lot of fun. But the atomic structures, now I can tell you one thing, the light is getting brighter in the cells. That
but,
I can tell
yeah.
you.
Yeah, it's, I understand
much,
that.
There's a lot happening.
Yeah, that's because the entanglement of quantum, you know, quantum entanglement is working out through society more now.
Right.
We were talking about this earlier with Obama, who wanted to do a speech to the school kids next week, opening day for a lot of schools, and as H.W. Bush did it and Ronald Reagan did it. But now the people are complaining that they don't want their kids programmed.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing? They don't want their children programmed by the government.
Yeah.
So they really, people are starting to wake up and realize that fascism is what is called, been creeping for a while, and I think people are going to stand down to it now. I really do. I think this announcement on Fox a while back about Tamiflu being mandatory with foreign troops busting your door down, taking your registered guns away from you, even though they're legal, really upset some folks.
Right.
He even on the on the school system, a lot of them, and the government, of course, the fascist government, the one world order,
yeah.
The Tavistock boys, all in this inside track, by the way, all written. Everything that's going on was written a year ago, predicting this, and people are starting to finally, on the 11th hour, at the 11th moment, waking up now and realizing their democracy is gone, and they better get back to becoming a republic like we were before, where it's not the democracy is where the laws of the land are determined by the majority, but republic, the laws are determined by equality and enforced by the government only, not the government making laws like they do in our Congress and Senate every day for the, you know, the lobbyists and the drug companies. That's all gone away, and I think it will. I really do. I think America has been around for a long time, and today, of course, they blew up and killed 90 people in Afghanistan, hitting a couple of oil tankers. Stupidity. Nobody's ever won a war in Afghanistan. If the Taliban needs to be in charge of it for a while, let the Taliban be in charge of it. Let's get our own back. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
But killing our troops in Iraq, in Iran, I mean, in Afghanistan, it's just, let's get back to a republic.
Yeah.
Anyhow, we're down to 3 minutes. We got to get the heck out of here.
Fred, thank you so much. Talk to you later, buddy.
All right. You've been listening to Dr. Fred Bell's Health Science and Energy Show. As usual, we have a lot of fun here. And tonight, we've, of course, had more fun. Book is out. I read some of it to you, or actually read some of the highlights of it. And with that, we'll put on a little bit of Voyager. Boy, I'm prejudiced with my own music. I'll have some new music for you guys real soon. We're getting ready to start recording new stuff. But anyway, that's where we're at. And thank you for listening. I'll have my can show on tomorrow night. And Bell and Buddy, you're here. I'm not going to have Buddy Boo on tonight. I know you guys out there are looking forward to that. But we will... do that in a week or so. Anyhow, Varun, I'm glad you got a raised frequency. With that, we are going to be winding down here.